Starting a business can be overwhelming. You're juggling multiple roles, designer, marketer, logistics manager, all while bringing your vision to life. But for millions of businesses, Shopify is the ultimate partner. Shopify is proud to power many sources of UK e-commerce, from brands like Mattel and Gymshark to new entrepreneurs. Build a stunning online store with Shopify's ready-to-use templates. Boost content with AI-powered product descriptions, page headlines, and enhanced photography. Marketing is easy with built-in tools for email and social media campaigns. Plus, Shopify simplifies everything from inventory to shipping and returns. If you're ready to sell, you're ready for Shopify. Turn your big business idea into with Shopify on your side. Sign up for your £1 per month trial today at shopify.co.uk/try. Go to shopify.co.uk/try, shopify.co.uk/try. Starting a business can be overwhelming. You're juggling multiple roles, designer, marketer, logistics manager, all while bringing your vision to life. But for millions of businesses, Shopify is the ultimate partner. Shopify is proud to power many sources of UK e-commerce, from brands like Mattel and Gymshark to new entrepreneurs. Build a stunning online store with Shopify's ready-to-use templates. Boost content with AI-powered product descriptions, page headlines, and enhanced photography. Marketing is easy with built-in tools for email and social media campaigns. Plus, Shopify simplifies everything from inventory to shipping and returns. If you're ready to sell, you're ready for Shopify. Turn your big business idea into with Shopify on your side. Sign up for your £1 per month trial today at shopify.co.uk/try. Go to shopify.co.uk/try, shopify.co.uk/try.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Pretty good handful of listeners this morning texting in. Y'all can suck it. Yeah.
And I know they're directing it towards you.
I know they are,
it's
too.
At you.
For many years, I have said that the Justin Timberlake meme that says, "It's gonna be May."
Yeah.
It's not funny anymore.
Yeah.
You're over it. It's stupid. It's been around for 15 plus years. You see it posted today, every year. It's just not funny, you guys.
You don't like it?
So here's what I'm going to say. If you're thinking about posting that, thinking that nobody's seen it, and you're really clever, you're not.
You're wrong. It's been around for a minute now.
It's been around a long time.
Yeah. Tell us how you really feel.
It's not funny anymore. So anyway, a large chunk of you have been texting me that meme on the text line today.
I think it's funny.
Just
they know,
to get on, and it's working.
And it's working.
It
it's working.
Is.
Yeah, I tell you what, off the air, I've been like, not another one.
They know how to push your buttons, and I love it.
Y'all are getting me.
Yeah.
I was just rolling through my Facebook memories, and there was one on there from 12 years ago. And it was somebody posted, "It's going to be May," with Justin Timberlake. And they put, "Just for you."
And you didn't like it 12 years ago.
I know. I was like, have I been complaining about this for that long?
Jeez.
Wow.
But listen to me, you guys. It's not funny anymore.
Yeah.
And you're not funny. And it's not unique. There. We'll just leave it there.
But you can only do it once a year.
What song is that from?
I don't even know the song. I just know it's going to be May. Yeah.
We don't even know what song it is.
I don't know
from.
What song it is. I have no idea.
I thought about plugging it in and playing it.
Because it is the group
it's
song,
gonna
right?
It's going to be me. That's the song. It's going to be me.
But that's NSYNC, right? That's not
it's
JT.
That's NSYNC is JT.
Oh, no, I know. But it's not JT solo. Is
no,
what
it
I'm
is
saying.
NSYNC.
It's
yeah, it's NSYNC.
Yeah, so.
We should, can we plug that in? It's going
to
be me.
You might have to.
It's from 2000.
I mean, come on. Mm. They may have to be the throwback today.
Yeah.
I know.
Do I have it?
You just go,
I have Tearing Up My Heart, Better Place, Bye Bye Bye.
We have to have it. It's, gonna
it's not
be
in
there.
There.
Oh.
It's not in
it's
our
It's not going to be in
Jeremy
there.
Jeremy went in and deleted it years and years ago.
Unfortunately, it's not in our system
so
anymore.
So weird.
How weird is that?
That's funny.
We need a new one, then, is what you're saying.
Nah,
we don't need nothing.
We don't need
nothing.
We're good.
Don't miss it. Don't need it.
Don't care. I got to give you this story before we jump into PMI. This is fantastic. A 7-year-old boy in Utah took the family car on a joyride.
Yes.
He brought his 5-year-old sister with him.
Oh my gosh.
He's 7. The girl's 5. He took the car for a spin because they wanted McDonald's.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted to go to Mickey D's. Police were able to stop the boy. Luckily, nobody was injured. But get this. He drove 10 miles.
Oh, my gosh. Goodness. Wait.
10 miles he made
it. I thought he, like, went down the street or something.
Ten miles to Mickey D's.
Like, was the sister pressing the brakes and the gas? Like, how did they make that happen?
Yeah, that whole thing was like a box tied to his foot.
I know. Yeah. Like, how did they even do that?
I don't know.
Oh, my God. It's a tall 7-year-old.
I know.
My gosh.
Anyway, there's no charges because, you know, obviously he's too young to be charged with anything. But I would imagine they're going to slap the parents with some charges. I don't have that information in this story, but I just thought
it was
funny.
What is that, negligence or something then? I mean, you just let your kids
probably
get in the car.
But then again, you could be the best parents in the world.
Exactly.
And then your kids grab your car keys and sneaks out, you know, because they got to go see the Hamburglar.
My gosh.
Isn't that nutty?
That's pretty funny.
All right, let's dive into even some more crazier stories with PMI. We send you on your way with a positive, a minus, and something interesting. Who got to pee this morning?
I got to pee
Josh
today,
got to pee.
And I want to start with a question. Do either one of you guys have a movie that will always make you cry?
Oh.
Terminator 2. And Rambo.
Have you ever cried at a movie?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
A Notebook, absolutely.
Notebook.
Okay, Notebook will make you cry.
That's a tearjerker.
Some Disney movies get you, like, every time because somebody dies in them.
Yeah, you're right.
And
okay,
then,
so.
Yeah, Rambo.
There are some new.
Oh, the beginning of Up? Are you kidding me?
Oh, my gosh.
Are you kidding me?
Sometimes I fast forward through that part because I'm just like, I don't want to do it.
I know, I
can't. When his wife dies.
Yeah,
well, neuroscientists have been studying a lot of people that have been crying through films throughout the years. And they've found some studies. So when you do see movies that are tearjerker movies, they're really meant to move you, those movies actually have found that they release in humans oxytocin, which is the same effect that women have when they give birth or they breastfeed or when you are being intimate with someone or those types of really good stimulants that humans feel. It's the same type of feeling that you get when you see a relational or an emotional movie. And scientists have found that people that are more prone to that feel things much deeper and are smarter than other people.
Yes.
So if you're out there crying to Rambo, Jeremy, you might be the smartest.
While I'm breastfeeding.
Well,
while I'm breastfeeding.
You know, you really get those emotions flowing.
Really get those tear ducts and ducts of all kinds
and
flowing.
And this isn't just movies, right? This is anything you consume. Because like, I cry when Three Chairs Turn Around on The Voice. Like,
so
I get really emotional.
You might just
over,
be
like,
emotional.
Singing.
This is specific movies. This is movies.
Okay.
This is movies.
Like, I thought it was
did.
Just when you're watching anything.
It could
I,
be the same for TV shows, though, too. I mean,
yeah,
this is specifically movies, but they have found that, people that start to feel deeper and cry during these movies tend to be smarter and think deeper as well. You're not someone who just goes off of emotions and everything like that. You are some sort of deep thinker, Jeremy. So
how about that?
I like that.
That's kind of cool. Yeah.
I've
been known to cry at, like, I mean, you see Saving Private Ryan.
I
cry at the end of that movie every
that's
single time.
Too.
So. It's kind of interesting and positive, right?
Yeah.
We're all smart.
We're so smart.
Look at us.
And weepy.
Jeremy cries at Rambo.
What you got,
Katie?
That's
funny. All right. The minus today starts off pretty bad because do you know how many vehicles are out there without registration, insurance, and what's the other one? The registration,
license plates.
Yeah.
45 cars.
A lot of them are
probably
out there, right? Like, there's a lot of them out there that are rolling. And dirty, as we say, right? Like, dirtier than the laundry. And they're saying, like, there's a 3-strike rule that they've implemented. So in Aurora alone, they've seized over 1,000 vehicles because of this 3-strike rule.
That's
and
more
again,
than 45, Jared.
It is. It's way more than 45.
45. I'm going to cry.
And it's funny because this does get positive because, again, Aurora Police Department specifically is like, we don't want people driving around on our roads without insured vehicles and their license plates and their registration. So that's kind of it. If you get pulled over and they find that you have those three things that are not up to date, you are not following the rule when it comes to those, they'll take your car. They'll flat out
as they should.
It.
They
and
should.
They,
You're not
and
following the rules.
Again, they've been doing that.
It's a privilege,
since,
not a right.
It is since the beginning of the year. And, you know, again, like all of this makes our insurance rates go up. It makes it harder if you get in an accident to get some kind of, get some kind of something in return for that. So it's just like, I think this is a really good thing. So a minus turning into a positive. But if you don't have these on your car, you probably want to get that fixed.
I saw this news story last night on the TV, and they were reporting about how many people, like the biggest one to me, I can see, you know, people not paying their tags and not paying their insurance, you know, You hear those stories all the time. But the amount of cars driving around with just no license plates.
Yeah. At all.
And they were reporting on it. As they were driving around, they were behind a car with no license plates.
Yeah.
And it's like, man, that is a ballsy move to
it
do
is.
That, right?
I'd be terrified. I'd
be
so
cruising
scared.
Around with no plates on.
It's my tags expire next month, and I finally got my postcard to where I can pay it and get them in the mail, and I'm worried about that. I'm like, I hope I get it in time. And just in case you're wondering, the temp tags that you see on the car, when those expire, immediately you need a current registration. You don't get a 30-day grace period on the temp tags. On your actual license plate, you do get 30 days grace period on that if you're waiting for
yeah,
the
you
tags
gotta renew
to come
those
in
temps.
The mail. But just so you
I
know,
I think it's only like $2 or something.
Well, when you renew your tags, bad. Like mine are way
your temp
more
ones. The temp
oh, the temp
yes,
ones. Yes, yeah, yes. If you need bucks. A new one. Yeah, yeah, it's not too
I
bad.
I wish your regular plates were $2.
I know. I was like,
oh
your plates are only $2?
Hundreds and hundreds.
I got
hundreds.
A guy at the DMV. Yeah. He hooks me up.
I got a guy.
We
both
guy.
Cry at movies together.
Yeah, got a guy. All right, I have the interesting this morning. This hypothetical question was all over the interwebs yesterday, and I find it kind of funny. Obviously, no gorillas were hurt in the making of this question, but the question was, who would win in a fight, a gorilla or 100 men? And I even watched a little video simulation yesterday that somebody put together of a full-size male gorilla fighting 100 men, and I couldn't stop watching it. Mr. Beast seemed to tease hosting the fight in real life with a post that said, need 100 men to test this. Any volunteers? a few women actually offered up their men.
Oh.
Can I be the one that specifically yes. picks the men to fight the gorilla? So what do you guys think? If there was a full-grown male gorilla up against 100 men, who would win?
Well, are we talking like, can these be bodybuilding men? Can these be like actual athletes, or is this like picking them
I
off the street?
I think even bodybuilding men against a gorilla. Do you want to? You want to listen to a guy? Well,
yeah.
No, I don't want to play because
no?
he kind of tells you who wins.
I would say 100 men could take a gorilla. I think 100 men could do it.
Katie?
I think eventually, I think those first 50 men would get their butts whipped, but, you know, the last 50 might be able to come through
You're
and take down
close.
The gorilla.
You're awfully close. Listen to this guy.
Okay.
A full-grown male gorilla is an absolute monster. It can lift 2,000 pounds, has a bite force of 1,300 PSI, and is up to 9 times stronger than the average guy. But here's the thing. Gorillas aren't built for long fights. They're like sprinters. They explode for about a minute, and then they gas out hard. So yeah, the first 30, maybe 40 guys, dead instantly. But after a minute, once enough guys dogpile onto it, weight wins. Endurance wins. The 100 men would eventually overwhelm the gorilla, probably losing about half in the process. Humans are weak individually, but when we work together, even nature's tanks like gorillas don't stand a chance.
That seems about right, I
yeah.
think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You would rip the arms off the first 30 men
yeah.
and then kind of fizzle out.
And see,
out.
It's the same thing. Like, I was thinking, because gorillas have such strong bites, yeah, you do not want to be the first, like, 10
oh,
or 20.
No.
They're
so strong.
Yeah. But I've also seen a bunch of men jump on top of a crocodile, and they eventually win. And crocodiles are incredibly strong
oh, yeah.
animals.
Strong. The
yeah.
gorilla could throw some punches, though.
Yes, but
is
a crocodile
thing.
Has the strongest bite in the world. So, like, it's one of those things, like, yes, they're not as strong as a crocodile or as a gorilla, but
still,
men always win.
Easier to defeat a crocodile, I would think, than a gorilla.
I just think it's hilarious the scenarios yeah. men find themselves in.
Well, it's very similar to my scenario, Josh, that we've
could
talked
you
about.
Land a plane.
Yeah, could you, could you land a plane? And then how many toddlers do you
how
think you could
toddlers?
Fight?
How many toddlers? These scenarios you come up with.
That's my
like,
most favorite one. Like, how many toddlers
many.
Could you take
funny.
On?
Right now, how many?
Like,
could
if you
take
had 100 toddlers coming at you,
you'd lose. 100?
100 toddlers?
You'd lose.
See, I'm over here like, how do I fit 3 chicken breasts in my air fryer? And
you
no, guys you
gotta
are
fight
fighting gorillas and
I could
and
positively
toddlers.
Take probably 50.
You
and
could
I'd
easily take 50 toddlers.
Kid.
What's the max? So what is funny. A toddler, the age break?
Like
4,
three,
right?
I'd
oh,
say 3.
Okay,
3?
3
maybe 100 4.
3-year-olds?
I could probably
yeah.
take 100 3-year-olds, actually. Bring them on.
Let's go.
Are these bodybuilding 3-year-olds?
Yeah, I know.
They've been lifting, bro. They got their
my
creatine
gosh.
And their protein powder. And
their little baby bottles.
And they're strong toddlers. Yeah, we could take 100.
We could.
100 easy all day
yeah.
long.
They can barely walk.
There you go, guys.
Gosh.
Yeah, you just be tripping them.